This podcast is entitled The Two Ottos. The years between 1848 and 1871 saw two important statesmen come to the fore, both of whom played critical roles in the forging of modern Prussia and ultimately modern Germany. The first was Otto Theodor von Manteuffel, interior minister from the 8th of November 1848 and later minister-president until the 6th of November 1858. The second, and far better known, was Otto von Bismarck, minister-president of Prussia from 1862 until 1890, as well as being Chancellor of the German Empire after 1871. In this podcast, we will get to know the first of these two figures, that is Otto von Manteuffel, and we will think about how rewriting his career might reframe the stories we tell about Bismarck and German unification more broadly. So who was Manteuffel? Manteuffel was born in the provincial town of Lüben in Lower Lusatia on the 3rd of February 1805. He was heir to a long and distinguished heritage, yet his immediate branch of the family had fallen onto harder times, entrenching themselves in bureaucracies of the Kingdom of Saxony or Prussia. Manteuffel's family origins meant that he possessed access to a good education, as well as the support needed to undertake a career in the Prussian bureaucracy. But this did not afford access to the powerful East Elbian nobles who dominated Prussian politics during the 1830s and 1840s. In particular, he did not benefit from the patronage of Ludwig or Leopold von Gerlach. The Gerlach brothers, key power brokers at court and often referred to by historians as the ultra-conservatives, were instrumental in making the careers of young conservatives in the years leading up to 1848. For example, Hermann Wagener, the chief editor of the Kreuzzeitung, owed his rapid ascent in Berlin's political scene to his close political relationship with Ludwig von Gerlach. Likewise, Hans-Hugo von Kleist-Retzau, co-founder of the Kreuzzeitung and later Oberpräsident in the Rhine province, owed his rise to prominence in part of being referendar under Ludwig von Gerlach. Of course, the most famous protege to rise out of this circle was Otto von Bismarck, whose ascent was deeply dependent on Leopold von Gerlach's favour. Manteuffel might have lacked such patronage, but he was not to be overlooked. Over the course of 1848, Manteuffel's undoubted talents and professional dedication, as well as his enthusiasm, made him an attractive candidate for a ministerial post. And the ultra-conservatives warmed to him as someone who would join the Prussian Ministry of State to oversee an end to the revolution. On the 8th of November, therefore, they recommended him for the role of interior minister in a new counter-revolutionary cabinet. This November ministry, as it came to be known, was largely crafted by the ultra-conservatives, but it was no extension of their politics. Indeed, both Brandenburg and Manteuffel's general disregard for doctrinal positions would soon offend ultra-conservative sensibilities, and with the promotion of Manteuffel to minister-president, they would cause serious divisions at the apex of the state.